News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Lieutenant General Manoj Mukund Narvane will take charge as the Chief of Army Staff today, succeeding General Bipin Rawat. General Rawat was on Monday appointed the country's first Chief of Defence Staff. Lieutenant General Narvane is currently serving as Vice Chief of the Army. Before taking charge as Vice Chief of the Army Staff in September, Lieutenant General Narvane was heading the Eastern Command of the Army, which takes care of India's nearly 4,000-kilometer border with China. In his 37 years of service, Lieutenant General Narvane has served in numerous command and staff appointments in peace, field, and highly active counter-insurgency environments in Jammu and Kashmir and the Northeast. He has also commanded a Rashtriya Rifles battalion in Jammu and Kashmir and an infantry brigade on the Eastern Front. He was also part of the Indian peacekeeping force in Sri Lanka and had served as India's defense attaché at the Indian embassy in Myanmar for 3 years. Lieutenant General Narvane is an alumnus of the National Defense Academy and the Indian Military Academy. He was commissioned into the 7th Battalion, the Sikh Light Infantry Regiment, in June 1980. The general is a decorated officer who has been awarded the Sena Medal, distinguished, for effectively commanding his battalion in Jammu and Kashmir. He is also recipient of the Vishisht Seva Medal for his services as the Inspector General, Assam Rifles, North, in Nagaland, and the Ati Vishisht Seva Medal for commanding of a prestigious strike corps. After the cabinet expansion in Maharashtra, Congress ministers will be meeting the party's interim president Sonia Gandhi in the national capital today. The purpose of the meeting is to emphasize the party's outreach program and hold a feedback session on the alliance working on the ground, sources said. One of the ministers said that party leaders will also be discussing the way forward with Gandhi. The Congress has got 12 berths in the ministry and the party is eyeing key portfolios. Apart from the speaker's post, the party has to appoint a new state president as Balasaheb Thorat has been inducted in the ministry. The Congress's former Chief Minister Prithviraj Chauhan, who was the front-runner for the speaker's post, is being considered for the state president. He has been elected MLA from Karad South. Another former CM and state president, Ashok Chauhan, is also now part of the ministry. The party has become the number 4 party in the state, with the BJP at number 1 and the Shiv Sena and NCP ahead of the Congress. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi's office has proposed waiving a tax on coal to help finance pollution-curbing equipment, according to documents, but the move would also make coal more competitive in price with solar and wind energy. Modi's office has proposed waiving the carbon tax of 400 rupees per ton that was levied on the production and import of coal, according to the documents reviewed by Reuters. The documents say the savings would improve the financial health of utilities and distribution companies and help the power producers to install pollution-curbing equipment. The Prime Minister's office and the Power Ministry did not respond to requests seeking comment on the proposals and when a decision was likely to be made. Despite struggling with some of the world's worst air pollution levels, India has already pushed back a deadline to cut emission levels to up to 2022. Over half of India's coal-fired plants are already set to miss a phased deadline starting December 2019 to cut emissions of sulfur oxides, which have been proven to contribute to lung disease. The proposal is a big win for India's coal industry, which has lobbied for government help, citing high debt levels and burgeoning payment dues from government-owned power distribution companies. Distribution companies owed power producers more than $11 billion in dues as of October, according to government data. Hardik Shah, Deputy Secretary at Modi's office, advocated waiving the carbon tax on coal in an October note to the top bureaucrat at India's power ministry, seen by Reuters. A possible solution is to waive the goods and services tax compensation cess on coal, Shah said in the note on the installation of equipment to cut emissions of sulfur oxides. Shah argued for a waiver, saying even if India ensured adequate financing to power plant operators to install the equipment, it would lead to higher electricity tariffs that would further burden distribution companies which buy power from utilities. Australia's capital city has cancelled its planned New Year's Eve fireworks displays on account of high bushfire risk. The Australian Capital Territory has declared a total fire ban until Wednesday at the earliest, with temperatures expected to top 35 degrees Celsius today. ACT had planned fireworks displays in Canberra for 9 p.m. and midnight tonight to celebrate the New Year, but cancelled after being advised to do so by Georgina Whelan, the ACT Emergency Services Agency Commissioner. "It is a sensible decision for us not to proceed with the fireworks in the ACT," Whelan told reporters. Thousands of people were expected to head into Canberra's central business district to watch the fireworks, but Whelan said the risk was too great. "We have thousands of ACT residents who actually go to the vantage points around Canberra, such as Mount Ainslie, Black Mountain, Mount Pleasant and Red Hill," she said. "With those vantage points only having very limited access, and obviously evacuation points and the curing of the grass in those areas, what I was most concerned was the fire risk that would be associated with that." In addition to the fireworks events, ACT said that other planned events, including live music acts around the CBD, could also be cancelled because of the weather and poor air quality caused by nearby fires. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.